94.7 KMET, Tweedledee.
Right now, one of the LPs you'll see is Little Feats Waiting for Columbus for just $5.69.
Time was a hero.
Columbus is a live double record set that has all their best boogie rock. Little Feats Waiting for Columbus on Warner Brothers Records. Now just $5.69. The tape's $6.99 at Licorice Pizza. And if you're a collector or just searching for one of those hard-to-find LPs, let us order it for you, fast and free. And when you're in, let's spend some time talking and listening to Little Feats' new one. We're right nearby.
Jack will have some music for us after Pat Kelly's newscast and follow Santana's tune. Play this with somebody I just met.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
6 o'clock, Patrick Kelly here with the late breaking news and headlines of the day. On this, the Champagne Celebration Thursday at the Mighty Met, and as I speak to you now, Ace Young is somewhere in Washington, D.C. Ace, you are back in Washington. How are things looking, partner?
Yeah, Patrick, I just landed. It's 9 o'clock here, and it's getting dark, and I realize it's 6 o'clock back in Southern California. And as soon as you get off the plane here at Dulles, you notice the differences. You have to put in 20 cents into the telephone instead of 10, and the operators answer with a Southern accent. It's Continental Telephone of Virginia. Shortly, I'll be going into Washington, D.C., and as you know, tomorrow morning, my first stop is Metromedia KMET News Headquarters, where I pick up our 270,000 petitions. Then I'll go to Normal Headquarters and with Keith Stroop, who's president of Normal. And our first stop is the White House, and we'll stop by to the Drug Task Force office, Mr. Lee Dogaloff, and we'll deliver the petitions. I'm so excited, Kelly.
Well, what do you think Lee's going to have to say when he sees you, Ace?
Well, you know, we've had Lee on the radio numerous times before, and with the over a quarter and almost a third of a million petitioners from Southern California signatures, I think he'll be impressed indeed. Already, Normal has called it the single most significant action that has ever happened in terms of decriminalization or stopping the paraquat spraying program. So, like I say, it's indeed our pleasure to be back here delivering these petitions. And then, of course, we'll go to Senator Hayakawa's office, and then some members of the California delegation, and then more interviews with the Normal people. Should be interesting, you know. I just arrived here, and I'm excited.
Well, Ace, geez, you know, we're excited, of course, here at KMET for you, and I'm sure all the people that participated in the scams petition drive, they are excited. We're looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow throughout the day to find out how your day in Washington went.
All right. Had a nice flight, and I think what I'll do now is head into Washington, have a nice night's sleep. And last time I was here, I was but a kid, you know. I was 18 years old, and California had a 21-year-old drinking age, and it's 18 here, and I told my parents I was cruising the museums when in fact I was going to bars, but now I'm a little older, not much, mind you, but a little older, and I'll check out the Washington nightlife, but still get to bed early because tomorrow's a big day, not only for me, but for the thousands of Southern Californians who participated in this incredibly successful scams program, and I'm just happy to see it go to fruition at this point.
Well, Ace, we'll be listening, looking forward to talking with you tomorrow, and have a good stay in there. The big, what is it, the Big Dome, Washington, D.C.?
Big Dome, the big peanut plantation.
Ow! Ace Young, live and direct from Washington, D.C., where tomorrow, friends, he will deliver the scams petitions. KMET, covering the stories that concern our Southern California listeners, where it is now, 6:03. Meanwhile, here in Los Angeles, today is the last day, did you know, of the King Tut exhibition at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. We spoke with Polly Rose, director of publicity for the Tut exhibit. Her overall reaction to the public's appreciation of the treasure.
And then it goes back across the country to San Francisco, to the DeYoung Museum, from June 1st to September 30th, 1979, for those of you who didn't see it here.
So listen now, you probably see it every day, right? You walk through the treasure.
I get my Tut fix a couple times a week, yeah.
So did you have a favorite thing? I mean, now you're the person that saw it every day.
Yes, yes. I liked the lion with his tongue hanging out, standing there. Remember
why?
Well, I don't know. I just did.
She wouldn't tell me why. Meanwhile, whilst talking with Miss Rose, we had the opportunity to speak with another fine person to get his reaction from Tut.
I'm standing out in front of the museum here where the treasures of Tut are, and I'm speaking with
Officer Bradshaw.
Officer Bradshaw, you're really a nice guy. You're the guy that gave me the parking ticket on my car here.
Yes.
Well, I could tell by the uniform set off by the spiffy helmet.
What I mean? For sure.
So did you see the treasures of Tut?
I sure did.
Was it exciting?
Fantastic. Unbelievable.
What was the most exciting part of the exhibit for you?
The dagger and the death mask.
Okay, that sounds really exciting. Now listen, what about my parking ticket?
You see that flag waving up in the air?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Well, to be quite honest with you, officer, I like the flag. I mean, it's great, but as for the ticket... KMET. In other news that concerns our Southern California listeners, here in Los Angeles, despite recurring objection from residents, the Los Angeles City Council has given Occidental Petroleum the go-ahead to drill for oil at the base of the Pacific Palisades. A possible veto by the mayor, Tom Bradley, would send the controversy back to the council. And finally, as you know, each year around this time, they have the Miss Nude USA pageant. And guess what? I'm speaking with...
Trish.
Hi, Trish. Trish what?
Trisha Hitt.
And what's your name?
Rosalie.
Rosalie. So you guys, or actually ladies, are involved in the Miss Nude USA pageant, and you will be contestants.
Yes.
Isn't that exciting?
Very.
Now, how does one get in to the nude beauty pageant?
Just start.
Do you have to come as you are?
Or as you were.
Uh-huh.
You just... enter, you have to join the Association
mm-hmm.
for Nude Sunbathers,
mm-hmm.
and there's a registration fee.
A registration fee.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever participated in one of these before?
No, I haven't.
What about you?
No.
So this is going to be like a first time for you guys, huh? Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So this is going to be pretty exciting. Now, this is going to be at the Treehouse Fun Ranch. Now, what are some of the festivities that will be going on during the Miss Nude USA pageant 1978?
There'll be nude skydiving in the buff.
All right.
There'll be some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a very nice party.
So this is going to be really exciting then. Of course, people can attend the
Miss Nude USA pageant, and that's coming up when?
On the 22nd and 23rd of July.
All right. And again, people want to know how to get there. All they have to do is call KMET, I suppose, and we can give them all the dope on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, Tricia, one final question. It doesn't bother you to be nude in here with me while we do this interview, does it?
No, I prefer it.
Okay. Ow. So that's the story on the Nude USA pageant.
KMET News Time, 6:08. Upcoming on the Mighty Bet Southern California weather. Then more of that great hit music with Jack Snyder. Sunny Friday and Saturday, little change in temperatures. The high Friday and Saturday in the upper 70s, the overnight low near 60. Right now at the Civic Center, downtown Los Angeles, 76 degrees. L.A. Airport checks in at 70. Long Beach, Orange County, 72. The Valley, Simeon, Thousand Oaks, 81. San Diego checks in at 72. And currently, Metro Media Square here in Hollywood, 75 degrees. Patrick Kelly here. Be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We'll have more reports direct from Washington, D.C. with Ace Young as KMET informs Southern California. And now, KMET rocks Southern California. More of that great hit music with Jack Snyder.